A crowd gathered at Pat's Landing recently to watch the release of Margo, a baby seal pup who was rescued back in May near the Wrangell Harbor. Margo was only about 4 days old when local Steve McColland and a friend found her sitting alone on the downtown harbor dock.
Matt and I were just going down to check the boat, and we were hearing this god-awful noise on the other side of the harbor. So we went over there to investigate it, and there's just this little baby seal trying to get up on the dock, desperately trying to get up on the dock.
McColland says they waited for a bit to make sure the seal pup was in fact orphaned, and at that point began making some calls.
I didn't know what to do. Like, who do you call for a baby seal, honestly? So I called Chris, and she made a bazillion phone calls everywhere that she could think of to call. And I guess she called the Seward Sea Life Center.
They said, yeah, you could pick it up and put it in a kennel and kept it in my shop overnight and shipped it up to them the next day.
What was that night like with the...
Oh, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun because we brought the seal home and then me and a girlfriend were force-feeding it. And it was just a lot of fun. Then got up at like 5 in the morning, fed it some more, and then took it to my work and put it on the plane.
That's Chris Pacheco. She says it was an awesome experience taking care of the seal pup and says they're very fortunate to have a center like this in Alaska.
It's kind of a bittersweet for me. It's you put so much time into these animals, 24 hours around the clock. So, and although you make sure that these animals don't bond to you, you always bond to them.
That's Sea Life Center coordinator Tim Lubling. He says for the past 3 months, the center has been doing extensive rehabilitation work with Margo to make sure she's fully prepared when released. Some of that work includes 5 to 6 weeks of tube feeding, food foraging practice, followed by a graduation period when the seal is introduced to other marine life at the center and expected to forage and survive on its own. All of this, Lubling says, is to prepare the animal for the wild.
This one in particular was fantastic because it did come in so weak and, you know, it was fighting from the get-go. And so being able to return it out here and have a community come out and support, it's really rewarding for me. And, you know, and knowing that I can get on the computer tonight or tomorrow and know that it's out there well is kind of rewarding for me. But it's also, and also for all the interns and the staff that have put so much time into the effort. And really, I give so much thanks to the community for actually making that first call and really showing an effort and a concern for the animal to actually give us a call.
On Margo's back is a state-of-the-art satellite tracking device, which enables the center and the public to track the seal, its diet, and location over the next 7 to 8 months. Mary Lanza sponsored Margo's recovery and says she plans to continue tracking the seal.
It's a great opportunity to get awareness out to all the communities as to that this program even exists and that people, no matter where they are in Alaska, can help with the preservation of these animals. And this would have been an animal that otherwise abandoned wouldn't have survived.
To track Margo the seal pup, go to alaskasealife.org. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.